Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, once again we are welcoming you in our silsila, The Blessing of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. In the previous silsila, previous program, we had the opportunity to listen 13 Madani flowers. And we also heard the 1 million sinners are freed from hell every day. Also we heard two types of noors, lights, and two types of darkness. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's silsila, we will hear more blessing about the holy month of Ramadan. Please be with us till the end of silsila. Also do keep a pen and a notebook with you so you could note down the important points. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, there are so many blessings to recite durood upon beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The holy prophet, Rasul of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the closest person to me on the day of judgment will be the one who recites durood upon me the most. Wherever you are, please recite durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, the rewards for deeds is multiplied several times in Ramadan. Therefore, we should attempt to collect as much as reward as possible. Sayyidina Sufyan bin Uyayna radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, I had an Islamic brother whom I saw in a dream after his death. I asked him how Allah Azza wa Jal treated him. He replied, Allah Azza wa Jal forgave me. I asked the reason for his forgiveness. He replied, I would always write Durood Sharif along with the name of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam while writing hadith hoping to be rewarded. Allah azza wa jal has forgiven me due to the blessing of this deed. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, the reward for deeds is multiplied several times in Ramadan. Therefore, we should attempt to collect as much as reward as possible. Sayyidina Ibrahim Nakhi rahmatullahi ta'ala said, one day's fast in Ramadan is greater than 1,000 fasts in any other month. Saying Tasbih Subhanallah once in Ramadan is better than saying it 1,000 times in any other month. And offering one rakat of Salah in Ramadan is greater than offering 1,000 rakats in any other month. Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyiduna Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala narrates, the King of Medina, mercy for the universe, the beloved of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, he who remembers Allah azza wa jal in Ramadan will be forgiven. And the one who asks Allah azza wa jal for something in this month will not be deprived. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. A man whose name was Muhammad would not offer his salah all year around. But in the blessed month of Ramadan, he used to wear clean, pure clothes and offer all five daily salah as well as makeup for his missed salah. People asked him why he does so. He replied, this is a month of mercy, blessings, repentance and forgiveness. Maybe because of this, Allah Azza wa Jal forgives me. After he died, someone saw him in a dream and asked, Ma fa'ala Allahu bika? Meaning, what did Allah Azza wa Jal do to you? He replied, my Allah Azza wa Jal has forgiven me for the respecting of the blessed month of Ramadan. May Allah Azza wa Jal shower His mercy on him and forgive us for His sake. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, did you see how much Allah Azza wa Jal is merciful to those who honor the month of Ramadan by worshipping and avoiding sins, and how He Azza wa Jal forgave a man who disobeyed Him throughout the year and worshipped Him only in Ramadan. It is important that no one should misunderstand this story. Nobody is to get under the impression that Ma'ad Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal forbid, it is now allowed to miss your salah all year and fast and offer salah only in Ramadan and then walk straight into the heaven. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, forgiveness and punishment all depend upon the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is indifferent. He Azza wa Jal wants, He can be pleased with a Muslim for the smallest of deeds due to His mercy. And if He Azza wa Jal wants, He can punish someone despite performing great virtuous actions for the smallest of sins due to His justice. It is stated in Surah Baqarah, verse 284. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء. Translation by Kanzul Iman. He forgives whomsoever He wants and punishes whomsoever He wants. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we should neither miss any virtuous action nor commit any sin, no matter how small it is, because we don't know which deed will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and which one will bring about His displeasure. The Khalifa of Ala Hazrat, Sayyidina Abu Yusuf Muhammad Sharif, Muhaddith-e-Kotlavi rahmatullahi ta'ala, narrates, Allah Azza wa Jal has concealed three things in three other things. Number one, His pleasure in obedience. Number two, His displeasure in disobedience. Number three, His friend among His people. He further says, therefore one should act upon each and every good deed, because we do not know what could please Him, and one should avoid each and every single sin, because you do not know which sin could displease Him, no matter how small and minor it may seem to be. For example, using someone else's toothpick without permission or using the neighbor's soil without permission do not seem to be matter of concern. But it is possible. Yes, it is possible that the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be concealed in these sins. Therefore, one should take care even in such minor matters. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O seekers of mercy, if Allah azza wa jalla wants to forgive, He does so even for the smallest of virtues. There are many narrations in this regard. For example, a woman has forgiven just because she gave water to a thirsty dog. Another hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says that a man removed a tree from the path so that it could not cause difficulty to passers-by. Allah azza wa jalla became pleased with him and forgave him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Another hadith says, a man got salvation for being lenient in demanding debit from debtors. The stories of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are too many to be counted. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, if Allah azza wa jalla decides to have mercy on someone, He accepts even a minor deed, and through it, He showers His mercy upon him. A hadith mentions several different people who were blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and saved from His wrath as a reward of certain deeds. Sayyiduna Abdul Rahman bin Samura radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that once the greatest intercessor, the last Rasul, the chief of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, came to us and said, last night I had a dream. I saw that the angel of death, حضرت اسرائیل علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کیم ٹو ٹیک اے مین سول بٹ ہز اوبیڈینس ٹو ہز پیرنٹس اپیئرڈ ان فرنٹ آف ہم اینڈ ہی واز سیوڈ. سبحان اللہ. ون مین واز بینگ پنشڈ ان دا گریو بٹ ہز ورچیو آف پرفارمنگ ودو سیوڈ ہم. ون مین واز سراؤنڈیڈ بائی ڈیولز بٹ دا ذکر آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی سیوڈ ہم. ون مین واز ٹرائنگ ٹو انٹر دا سرکل آف پروفیٹس علیہ السلام بٹ واز ناٹ پرمیٹڈ ٹو ڈو سو بٹ دین ہز غسل باتھ آف امپیورٹی ارائیوڈ اینڈ سیٹ ہم بیسائڈ می. ون مین واز سراؤنڈیڈ بائی انٹینس ڈارکنیس اینڈ ہی واز فرائٹن بٹ ہز حج اینڈ عمرہ کیم اینڈ ٹک ہم آؤٹ آف دا ڈارکنیس اینڈ براٹ ہم ان ٹو دا لائٹ. One man wanted to talk to Muslims, but they did not pay him any attention. And then his virtue of behaving well with relatives asked the Muslim to speak to him. And so they began to converse with him. Fire was approaching the face and body of a man who was trying to protect himself by using his arms as a shield. But then his charity arrived and shielded him. One man was surrounded by the angels of retribution, but his virtue of invitation to goodness and preventation from evil saved him and handed him over to the angel of mercy. The book of deeds of a man was about to be given to his left hand, but then his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arrived and he was given his book of deeds in his right hand. One man was short of virtues, but his generosity arrived and the weight of his virtues increased. One man was standing at the edge of hell, but his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arrived and saved him. One man fell into hell, but the tears that he had shed due to fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came and saved him. One man was standing on the Sirat bridge and was shaking like a branch, but then his expectation that Allah Azza wa Jal will have mercy arrived and saved him. And so he crossed the bridge. One man was crawling across the bridge Sirat, but then his recitation of Durood upon me stood him up and helped him cross it. One of my followers reached the gates of heaven, but they were closed. Then his witness, there is none worthy of worship except Allah Azza wa Jal came and the gates opened up for him, allowing him to enter. The lips of some people were being cut. I asked Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, who are these people? He replied, they used to tell tales. Some people were hanging by their tongues. I asked Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, who they were? He replied, they used to falsely accuse others for committing sins. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, did you see? Allah Azza wa Jal blessed the people being punished and set them free for the sake of obedience to parents, wudu, wudu of salah, fasting, zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, hajj, umrah, behaving well with relatives, invitation to goodness and preventation from evil, charity, good character, generosity, crying due to fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my dear Islamic brothers, having hope in Allah Azza wa Jal, etc. All these things depend upon the mercy and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is omnipotent and He forgives or punishes whoever He wants. And this is His justice. If He Azza wa Jal wants, He forgives for the sake of one little virtue. But remember, if He Azza wa Jal wants, He punishes for one little sin. And his punishment is very severe. Yes, his punishment is very severe. You have heard about the last two men mentioned in the previous hadith. Our dear and beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw the retribution being given to those who tell tales and falsely accuse people of sins, and then warn his ummah. Therefore, the wise should not miss even a minor virtue, because it might lead to your salvation, and avoid sins no matter how minor they may seem to be. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, please listen carefully. four stories about sinners. Sayyidina Amr bin Shurahbil radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, once a man who was considered very pious passed away. After his burial, the angels of punishment entered his grave and said, we will hit you 100 whips of Allah's punishment. Getting frightened, he asked, why will you punish me? I was a righteous man. They replied, okay, then we will hit you 50 whips, 50 kode marenge. But he continued to argue with them, and in the end, they decided to hit him only one. So they hit him one whip, which filled the entire grave with blazes of fire and burnt him to ashes. He was revived. Then he asked, shivering with pain, why was I hit this whip? Mujhe ek koda kyun mara gaya? They answered, once you offered your salah without wudu, and once an oppressed man came to you for help, but you refused to help him. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Padini channel, did you see even a pious and righteous man was punished in his grave in case of Allah's displeasure? May Allah have mercy on us and forgive us without holding accountable. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. The second story. Sayyidina Haris Muhasibi rahmatullahi ta'ala says that there was a person who used to do the work of measuring grain. He left his job and occupied himself with worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. When he died, some of his close relatives saw him in a dream and asked, Ma fa'alallahu bika? What did Allah Azza wa Jal do to you? He replied, due to my carelessness, dust had stuck on the scale that I used to use for weighing grain. I did not use to clean it. So the amount of grain equal to the weight of the dust would reduce at the time of measurement. And now I am being punished for that. Third story. Similarly, another man who used to weigh food and sell without cleaning the scales also faced punishment in his grave after his death. And people heard him screaming and shouting from within his grave. Some pious people, rahimahumullahu ta'ala, pitied him and prayed for his forgiveness. And due to their prayers, he was relieved from his punishment. There is a lesson in these two horrific narrations, especially for those who do injustice when weighing things. O Muslims, although sometimes an apparent increase takes place in the wealth due to weighing unjustly, no goodness lies in this wealth. At times, these unlawful earnings prove to be a nuisance, even in this world. This income may well be lost in the form of huge medical fees, expensive medicines, robbery, bribery, or theft. And above all, it may well bring about punishment in the hereafter. It is stated in Ruhul Bayan, the one weighing unjustly will be thrown into the depths of hell on the day of judgment. And having been made to sit between two mountains of fire, he will be commanded to weigh them. The fire will burn him when he approaches them. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, think carefully. The foregoing narration contains the admonition of extremely severe punishment in case of weighing unjustly for the sake of a few lousy coins. In this short-lived life, today, the gentle heat of the world cannot be borne. How can one tolerate the scorching heat of two mountains in hell? The fourth story, Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbih radiyallahu ta'ala said, there was a young Israelite who repented of all previous sins and then consistently spent 70 years worshipping. He would fast during the day and worship at night. He was so pious that he would refrain from resting in any sort of shade and from eating delicious food. When he died, some of his close relatives saw him in a dream and asked, Ma fa'alallahu bika? What did Allah Azza wa Jalla do to you? He replied, Allah Azza wa Jalla held me accountable and then forgave all my sins.
But unfortunately, I am still not allowed to enter heaven because of using a toothpick without its owner permission. I had not apologized to its owner. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madri channel, tremble with fear when the wrath of Allah Zawadal rages. One can be punished even for such a sin that it is considered very minor. As mentioned in the previous narration, that a pious and virtuous man was prevented from entering heaven simply because he used a splinter, a toothpick, without its owner's permission and died without seeking the owner's forgiveness. Just think for a moment. What is the worth of a splinter? These days, people unjustly consume valuable and precious assets belonging to other people and don't even feel the slightest amount of remorse in their hearts. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Muslims, tremble with fear. The matter of fulfilling the rights of other people is very crucial. Violating someone's right, swearing to him, frightening him by staring at him aggressively, threatening him, disheartening him by telling him off or in any other way, or not paying his due debit, or delaying the paying of his debit without a valid reason. These all are examples of depriving people of their rights. Remember, if you owe someone money and you do not have it, but your household furniture can be sold to pay off the debit, then you must sell it. Otherwise, you will be committing a sin for the entire period that you delay the payment without the debitor's permission. Despite having the ability to pay it off, whether you are awake or asleep, a sin will be recorded in your book of deeds for each and every moment. In other words, your meter of sins will be continuously tick away. It is the condition of delaying debits. What will be the severity of sin if someone does not pay it at all?
Ala Hadrat, Imam Ahle Sunnat, Maulana Shah Imam Ahmad Rida Khan, alayhi rahmatul Rahman, was asked a question about a supposed man called Zaid, who delayed in paying a debit and made excuse without any valid reason. So what does Sharia say about such a person? Ala Hadrat Imam Ahle Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Rida Khan, alayhi rahmatul Rahman, answered, Zaid is a sinner, corrupt, guilty of major sins, and oppressor, a liar, liable for punishment. What else does he want to be called? If he dies without paying off his debits, then he will have to give the debitors his virtues. He will to give approximately 700 salah with jama'at every 3 paisas that he owns. When he runs out of virtues, he will have to carry the burden of the debitors, sins, and will be thrown into hell. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madri channel, it is impossible for the oppressor to get his salvation without satisfying the oppressed. However, if Allah Azza wa Jal wants, he will reconcile between the oppressed and the oppressor on the day of judgment. Otherwise, the oppressed will be given the virtues of the oppressor. And if this does not settle the case, then the sins of the oppressed will be given to the oppressor. And though this oppressor may have left the world as a pious man with heaps of virtues, on judgment day he will be left a poor beggar and be thrown into hell. May Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive our sin and give us energy. If we owe somebody's money, we have to pay on time. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us the energy to pay the payments, the debits which we have on time. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madri channel, how fortunate are the people who attend Sunnah Inspiring Ijtima and ask Allah Azza wa Jal for success in both worlds,
Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the Sunnah inspiring Ijtima of Dawat Islami, an international non-political movement of Quran and Sunnah, consists of zikr from beginning to end because tilawat, naat, the Sunnah inspiring speech, the supplications and salatu salam are all different forms of zikrullah. Here is the glimpse of the blessing of Ijtima of Dawat Islami. This is the statement of an Islamic brother of Markazul Awliya Lahore in his own words with slight changes. That probably in 2003, an Islamic brother invited me to attend the 3 days Sunnah inspiring international Ijtima Sahra-e Madina, Madinatul Awliya Multan Sharif of Dawat Islami, the worldwide non-political movement for the propagation of the Quran and Sunnah. I told him that I was the father of 6 girls and my wife was expecting another child. So I asked him to make dua for a boy this time. Adopting an extraordinary manner of individual effort, the Islamic brother said, Subhanallah, now then you definitely need to attend the 3-day Sunnah inspiring Ijtima. Attend the largest Ijtima of Prophet's devotees Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam after Hajj and say dua. Innumerable pious Islamic brothers attend the Ijtima. Your dua might be answered due to the blessing of these presence. His words penetrated my heart and I decided to attend the Sunnah inspiring Ijtima. Words cannot express the faith strengthening atmosphere I felt there. I felt such spiritual peace for the first time in my life. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Few days later, Allah Azza wa Jal gifted me with a Madani boy as beautiful as the moon. My family members were also enjoyed. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I joined the Madani movement of Dawat Islami. Allah Azza wa Jal granted me another Madani boy as well. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, at this moment, I am rendering my services as the responsible for Madani Kafla in Dawat Islami. My dear Islamic brothers, it is not a surprising that mercy showered on the Sunnah inspiring gatherings and environment of Dawat Islami because there are probably numerous awliya rahimahumullahu ta'ala amongst these Prophet's devotees. Ala Hadrat Maulana Shah Imam Ahmad Rida Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman said, there are great blessings in congregations and saying dua in the gathering of Muslim increases the chances of acceptance. Scholar says, whenever 40 pious Muslims gather, there will certainly be one saint, wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amongst them. Even if your dua is not answered apparently, you must still avoid uttering word of complaint. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jalla knows what is the best for us. We must be grateful for Allah Azza wa Jalla at all time. If He gives you a boy, thank Him. If He gives you a girl, thank Him. If He gives you a both, thank Him. And if He doesn't give you either, still thank Him. Thank Him in all circumstances and situations. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us this opportunity that in every circumstances we thank Him. Say always, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ala Ihsanihi, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ala Kulli Hal, Ameen, Bijahin Nabil Ameen, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.